now they put something in.
You guys good? That's a little slow in itself.
This guy's been working on me for so many years that, you know, you go in.
I'll do it for half price.
I bet you would.
No guarantees.
I told the doctor, I says, it's not good when you're sitting in the lobby and you got all the pictures of all the doctors. And I said, I know most of them.
My first name.
Yeah, they've all worked.
Dr. Moneypenny.
All right, good evening, everybody. Like to call to order the committee of the whole meeting of Walton Hills of Tuesday, February 5th, 2019, at 7 o'clock.
Councilperson Linville.
Present.
Brenner Miller.
Here.
Allen.
Here.
Terlouwski.
Here.
Nielsen.
Here.
Spitznagle.
Here.
All council members present, along with our fiscal officer, Katie Iconis, and our law solicitor, William Mason. Okay. Can I ask for approval of the COW meeting minutes of December 4th, 2018?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask for approval of the COW meeting minutes of December 4th, 2018.
Second.
Second by Penny.
Councilperson Linville.
Yes.
Brenner Miller.
Yes.
Allen.
Yes.
Terlouwski.
Yes.
Nielsen.
Yes.
Spitznagle.
Yes.
Approval accepted. Can I ask for approval of COW meeting minutes of December 11th, 2018?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask for approval of the December 11th COW meeting 2018.
Second.
Penny.
Councilperson Brenner Miller.
Yes.
Allen.
Yes.
Terlouwski.
Yes.
Nielsen.
Yes.
Spitznagle.
Yes.
Linville.
Yes.
Minutes passed. Can I ask for approval of COW meeting minutes of January 8th, 2019?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask for approval of meeting minutes of COW meeting of January 8th, 2019.
Second.
Second by Dennis.
Councilperson Allen.
Yes.
Terlouwski.
Yes.
Nielsen.
Yes.
Spitznagle.
Yes.
Linville.
Yes.
Brenner Miller.
Yes.
Minutes passed. Thank you, everybody. Next item on the agenda is persons having business before council. If anybody has anything they want to say or add, but you can also talk, as you know, after each couple items we have. Yeah, Jeff, come on up.
Jeff Alexander, 7312 Walton. I was wondering if the parking lot is under camera surveillance.
This one?
Yeah.
It is.
And if it could be used for like a Craigslist safe zone, a lot of communities are doing that now. If not the parking lot, if you could come into the lobby.
I thought we had a sign up in the parking
lot. Is there something?
No. Yeah.
This is like a safe spot for meeting. It is.
Oh, okay,
yes.
I didn't know that.
And it is surveillance by the dispatch.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering if that was.
At least I think there was a sign.
Yeah, I think if you call, you just have to call and let them know, you know, call the police station.
Uh-huh.
And let them know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And use the parking lot as.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Let me make sure. There was supposed to be a sign up because I know we did designate the parking lot. So okay. Let me double check.
I don't know.
Well, that's what they talked about. Doing it that way, just calling. I don't know if they
made a good question.
If it is, maybe put in the Owl or something or
the journal.
No, yeah, as long as there's no cost to village.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, good
observation.
Good point,
yeah.
Anybody else have anything for council? Council comments?
I have no comments, Mayor.
No comments.
Jennifer?
No, Mayor.
Okay. All
right. I got something that I was reminded of this afternoon after we spoke about Kimball.
I have a few complaints.
Sorry, I was writing the microphone.
No.
I haven't seen one of those in forever.
Here's the issue.
See, the residents always complain that we talk too much, so yeah. You should have did that for me.
The issue is we had something at my own house a week or two ago. I think it was last week, and of course I was not home, and my wife was taking care of it. I think the garbage was not picked up or something. I guess it was 2 weeks ago. It was after the last meeting. But anyways, she had called, and this is not the first time that this had happened, because she had called like a year prior or 2 years prior, and I don't know who she was speaking with, but the person, and it was a lady, said, well, you residents don't, in Walton Hills, don't pay for your own garbage anyways. And that's when my wife screwed herself through the ceiling and said, first of all, it doesn't matter whether, first of all, we do pay for it. Secondly, it doesn't matter. We are paying, our community is paying for a service, and we will be treated like everybody else. So somebody, since this is the second time this comment has come up, I'd rather have that happen in my own household, that comment, as opposed to a resident calling and getting that type of response from Kimball. So if we could kindly, you know, inform them that, you know, yeah, each resident does pay, and you know, that type of, I don't know what, thought process is inaccurate when we call for service. That would be appreciated.
Ryan, excuse me.
Oh, yeah,
do you know what number she called?
No.
The only reason I ask is that I've called twice for different reasons, and I don't call the 800 number.
Uh-huh.
I call the local 330 number.
Okay.
I get much better response than the 800 number.
I'm just going to have Kathy call you next time.
Maybe I'll just hear her down the street.
Just a note, though, Brian's was the only one not picked up. So I'm just saying, I don't know.
Actually, Mr. Yeah. Mayor, along those same lines, I've intermittently had residents contact me about their trash just randomly not being picked up.
And that was the case. It wasn't just...
The container, not using the container.
Right.
I had one resident that 2 weeks in a row it happened to him. And he said he understood one weekend was a holiday weekend. But he didn't understand why people on both sides of him got picked up, and he used the container. You know, I asked him to let me know if it happened a third time, and it hasn't yet. But I have had other residents that just... They see him stop at their neighbors. They assume theirs gets picked up.
Right.
And here it doesn't.
Well, anytime somebody approaches you, please let me know. They do have cameras on the truck, so if there is a persistent issue, they can review footage. And please remind people your trash has to be out by 7 a.m. on collection day. Many people put it out late and then call and say it wasn't picked up. They can verify that footage to see that, you know, and tell us, yeah, it wasn't out or it was out, and they can correct it with their driver. So,
well, that one resident, the last one in particular, is on Alexander Road by me, and they don't pick up first thing in the morning there.
Yeah.
You know, they're coming down there like 10, 11 o'clock. But, and I know Rob, to his credit, and the service department guys, when they've seen trash sitting that didn't get picked up, they grab it all the time too. So.
I was just going to say, they'll grab it, and then they'll, especially if they know they're still in Walton Hills, and they just swing around. So they do a great job with that. How long is our when is our contract up with that?
I believe at the end of 20.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, go ahead.
I think we should print that also. You know, we're talking about surveillance out here, but that the trucks do have cameras on them, because some people put some crazy stuff out there and expect it to be picked up, you know.
Yeah, I've seen that.
To their benefit, they will pick up. We've had, you know, couches and things like that. You have to call them first, televisions, and they pick them up right away. You know, they don't have any, and that is a service we pay for. You know, we pay for them.
Right.
Not all communities, you know, you have to pay extra on a personal basis if you have something like that to go out, but ours is covered.
Yeah, we did. I did have another resident, one that lived on Walton, that their neighbor's sofa was sitting outside for over 3 weeks. And so when I emailed Rob, within an hour he was down there, and it was finally gone.
Right.
He's like, I don't know what happened, but you know, obviously they got it. So.
Yeah, let him know the call here, because you know, we'll want to take care of it. Even he'll move it a lot of times, even if he just moves it up to the service garage. they'll move it up there, and then the next cycle they'll get rid of it, you know, because we don't want it out on the street.
Yeah, but we want to report these issues to them so that they
right,
can
they're
take care of it. So.
They're giving us a service, and they should give us good service for what we're paying.
On the other hand, I did notice that when they took the, dumped the stuff up into the truck, and some of the stuff blew out, and I knew that it had been a problem that, you know, they're just leaving it. Some neighbors had complained that they're just leaving. I watched the girl, she stopped the truck, got out, walked around, picked it up, put it in the stove.
That's because she was a girl.
Maybe.
Guys don't care.
I don't care. I just commend her for doing it. I mean, it was cold, and it was, you know, she got out of that truck. So.
Any other comments? Everybody good? Okay. Well, then we'll move on to item number 8, which will be real brief. As you see, we passed out, that's the county has a new solid waste management plan that we'll have to still put a resolution together that we'll have to pass. They just updated it. It's a very thick document. I think the last time we passed something was 2012. Just updates their plan. They have to, by law, put this plan together. This is kind of just a short briefing of what it's about. If you want, I think we have the whole document, don't we? It's online.
I do have a zip file, because
yes.
I believe it has a couple hundred pages if you'd like to review it.
Yeah.
Give us a briefing on that. Boy, Fred.
So we'll have a resolution for that in, on the council meeting in February. I don't know if anybody has any comments on that, or any residents have any comments on the Calgary County Solid Waste Management Plan update.
Have to call
actually,
my
Mayor, I have a question. Is this going to impact the trash fees at all with the fee being increased?
No, because we are still under contract at certain rates.
Okay.
So
I think she's
it will not.
Well, with that being said, let's go on to item number 9. Brian, I'll let you discuss it.
Thank you, Mayor.
Committee of the Hall, and we do our also do our committees inside this meeting. We're going to have some information committee discussion. Go ahead, Brian.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mayor. We had an information committee meeting on January, 17th. The 30th is the date of the memo. 17th. Thank you, Danny. To discuss several items, and we decided to bring a few items to council for consideration and direction. As to how to proceed. I thought the meeting went very well. I thought it was very productive. We got some areas of concern hashed out, brought out, and things like that. We had first, we brought out some general critiques of, basically we focused on our information, how we can better inform our residents on issues that are going on in the village, and just get better information to them in a timely manner. We had general critiques of currently what we do now. One was a critique of the cost of the journal currently. Right now our net cost per year for the journal is $9,381.80. That's the net cost. The total is probably pretty much double that, but we have the advertising that offsets that. Mailing,
which is about $9 a household a year,
you're
costs us the
about
mail.
$9
a year.
Mailing per month costs us $201.50 to the residents and $71 a month to the businesses. Another critique was some people brought up that we no longer, like we used to have in the owl, the police blotter, information on crimes and things like that. in the village. Not enough information, or only getting information for the most part that has passed in the past tense, and not enough information on future upcoming events that are going to be happening. With that, we had a discussion, and one thing that we discussed, if we do stay monthly with the journal, we have six committees, and what we would do or try to do is have two committees per month write a short article. And as we discussed it, you know, short articles are better than long articles, you know, bullet point stuff, you know, just information only. Two committees a month per quarter. So each committee would do one article per quarter, unless there was something special going on, like road projects or something going on in the village that needed to be updated, and that could possibly be brought out on the first page, you know, current information, stuff like that, on the first page of it. We talked about the journal specifically, what's good about it, people thought, what's not so good about it. We had shiny paper, not so good, but we had good, too. Not so good was the cost of doing that, of printing that shiny paper. And the good comments were it was a professional-looking piece of document for businesses and things like that. People thought the monthly information that we do provide was good. The face and voice of the village was good, and more descriptive legislation that Katie puts in there, those little bullet point articles about what we pass, and then just a very brief synopsis of what that is. On the not so good side, some people thought the extra graphics that were put in there took up space and cost and things like that, and the social info, things like that. Some people thought that could be put in the OWL, or you know, kept out of that and just kept it as village business. So with that discussion, we decided to bring some things to council, which doesn't all have to be decided tonight. This is a morphing thing, and some of it has to depend on what the OWL staff decides too, with some of these things. First of all, do we want to keep the journal? You know, but what do we want to do with it? If we do want to keep the journal, what do we want the journal itself to represent? We had the discussion, you know, village, the voice of the village, business. You know, we want, I shouldn't say we want, but it was brought out that, you know, this information is village authorized information. It's not political, it's not, you know, rhetoric or anything like that. It's factual information. And frequency, we decided to bring that to all of council. What we want to eventually have that go down to, whether we want to keep once a month. And again, that could be a progressive thing, you know, keeping it once a month and doing baby steps, and maybe taking it down to once every other month, or once a quarter, see how it goes. Can the OWL be delivered? Can the OWL deliver the journal as they go around delivering the OWL? That was an option to cut our costs down. We discussed the possibility of merging with the OWL, and what that would look like, we really don't know whether it's it goes back to the way it was before. If we don't want to keep the journal, if it's we just submit the paperwork to the OWL, the articles like we did years ago, or we want something that's possibly under the same cover but delineated. This is the OWL and this is the journal, and we put our forces together with advertising dollars and things like that to make it less expensive for both parties to do. And if we wanted to restart that police blotter, we had a conversation about that, and it was generally recognized as being okay to do. Other than these items that we wanted to bring to council, what we were going to look into was other venues, or not venues, but other ways of reducing the cost of the mailings. We discussed what our current cost is, and I forgot to write that down. It was like, was it like 34 cents or something like that?
I think it was
somewhere around there. And other publications like Bedford School System, they have theirs down into the teens for government rate. So we can look into that, and the committee can look into those things and get back to council and the mayor. We were looking into other advertising prospects, and I was going to speak with the mayor if he wanted us to go out and actively search for more advertising revenue, you know, or somebody in-house in the administration do that. I would assume that would probably be more maybe of an administrative decision to make. I think everybody on the committee would be, if tasked with that, would be okay with doing that. I certainly would. I wouldn't have any problem with that. So I'd like to start the conversation off with council. First of all, if we want to keep the journal and what we want the journal to be, because that will give us, if we don't want to keep the journal as a publication to begin with, then we're done with the journal. We can move on. But do we want to keep it? And if we do want to keep it, what do we want that journal to represent for the village?
Well, I'll just start, and you guys can do it. I have voiced my opinion on it. First of all, I think they both can coexist. And that's what I would like to see. I'd like to see them both coexist. I think there's a place for both of them, and I think the majority of the people probably feel that way in the village. However the committee goes about it or council goes about it is fine. But I think that we should keep both of them. I really do. And as far as advertising, the problem you got to be careful. What we don't want to do is have people put advertising in the journal and take, maybe they were in the OWL and take from there. You know, we don't want to take from one to the other. Okay, that's what we don't want to do. If they want to advertise in both, that's great, but we certainly don't want to take advertising, because that's not what we're trying to do. But as far as frequency, I know I've stated before, if council wants a change, that's, I would have no problem with that. I just think we should keep the journal. I think it's important for the community to have its own publication. I did really looked around. I was with five mayors on Friday for a breakfast, and we just talked a little. It just seems, I just hate to get rid of it. Once we stop, to start it up again, no different than the OWL. Once something stops, you try to start up. So, but I'm open, you know, whatever guys decide. I just think we should keep the publication. So I know myself, if you said let's get rid of the journal, I would be against that. Mm-hmm. At least my opinion here. But I think they both can coexist. I definitely know people like both both publications. For every person that likes the odd thing, one likes the journal, or they like both. You know, they like receiving both. One thing I do know is people have said they feel we don't get enough information out. So eliminating one or the other defeats what people have been telling us for years, that there's never enough information. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of jump ahead here, I know we talked about the police blotter. The chief gives me what you guys see. He gives me that, you know, Nancy, the clerk of courts, gives us the update on tickets, citations, along with the chief. And then the chief gives me like a 3 or 4 page police blotter. I did talk to him today. I said, it's probably going to come up. Are you okay? He says, Don, that what I give you, I've already kind of went through it. I went, you know, what we don't want being out there in the public and thing. And he said, if you did decide to put it, let's say in the owl, he would have no problem with that. So as far as the police department goes, there's no problem with police blotter, whether it would go in the owl or our publication, either one. But he has no problem with that. And that's important. The chief said he didn't think it was a good idea. I, as mayor, would support the chief on that, mm-hmm. because he certainly knows what's good for the village when it comes to our well-being as far as being safe. But he would have no problem doing that. And he does it once a month already, just to kind of, mm-hmm. so just with that. So that's me there.
Thank you. Just as the chair of the committee, I echo those sentiments. I think it's important to have people said they want information. So I think it's important to keep, and I think it's important to keep the journal as official village information. So residents know when they're reading, when they read this, that is what we're up to. Exactly. It's sanctioned by the village. It's what we're up to. It's what we're working on. And I think that's important. And I also think it's important for other people who are these also, you know, I go up to, you wouldn't know, but when I go up to the barber shop to get my hair done, you know, they have other communities' things in the rack, and other people do look at these things, and not only people, but businesses. And one of the things that was brought out in the meeting was putting, you know, what this does lack, it does go to the businesses, but we could do more with a business article in here every month, or every however our frequency is, or something with economic development that businesses might know. This, like a tax incentive, you know, we have this program or we have that program. Something that the businesses would be more in tune with. And I think that's important for the village. I would not really want to see this go away. I think, as the mayor said, I think they can both coexist very, very easily. I think we are well on our way to establishing or reestablishing a good rapport with the OWL and exchanging information and things like that. We talked about the calendar. No matter what you're reading, I think if you pick this up, this calendar should be just like this, and vice versa. And right now, there's different information on both of these, and that's just a matter of communication and getting it right. But you know, getting the communication set as to what's on there. And I also think, as far as communication, I know some of the senior residents don't use a computer or don't like to use a computer or whatever, but I really think, you know, these, like the calendars, they're dynamic, things change, and there should be a you know, under most articles or the calendar, at least, the you know, please refer to the website.
You did?
Yeah, please refer to the website for the latest, you know, any changes.
I believe it's on the front of the yellow, too.
Good, yeah, good.
It says right at the bottom.
Yeah, so people get used to that, that this is, you know, this could be several weeks old by the time they get to it, and something could have changed. We also discussed, before I forget, this is 12 pages long, and they have to do, I forget how many pages.
Four pages.
So I counted, actually, I believe I counted 6 pages of village information in this 12 pages that I would consider actual village information. So we discussed the option of going down to 8 pages to reduce our printing cost and how that would look.
And also, Brian, along with that, information being put into the OWL would not be restricted to 4-page increments. The OWL could easily take 3 pages or 5 pages or 6 pages or anything like that. They would just work around that.
Mm-hmm. So that's my 2 cents. I think we should keep this. And I think it should be official village business. I know we do have things in here that was, I compared, these are January's. I compared the two, and there are, the women's club is in both. I think the women's, all the clubs, not just the women's club, the clubs, that type of thing, could all go in the OWL, and we could keep just the village stuff in here. And if these, you know, were co-located somehow, whether they're delivered together by the OWL staff or someday, and I'm not saying next week, but someday under the same cover, if there's a delineation that, hey, this is the OWL, and then as you page through it, this is the stuff from the village. I don't know if that's ever going to work or what, but that's my 2 cents with that. I think we need it, and I think we should just keep the monthly as it is right now, because people do like that information that came up, that they do like receiving the information. I think we can work, if we work better on getting them, you know, if each committee wrote something throughout that quarter, I think people would be happier with that.
You know, and I guess just one more comment. The important thing, which is great that this is going on, if we do something and it doesn't work out, we can go back.
Right.
Okay? It's not about what we're doing wrong. It's about what we can do better.
Right.
Okay? That's what we always got to keep focusing on. And that's something, you know, it's not what, you know, everything behind us you put up, it's not what we've done wrong. Let's just see what we can do better. So I just want to let everyone know, we get in a situation, let's say we go and it's not working out, whether it's not working out for the OWL or for the journal, it's not like all of a sudden we set this in stone. We can work together and say, hey, it's not working out, whether it's financially or thing of the other residents say, hey, we'd like to deal. Then we, you know, we just keep mm-hmm. working. And sooner or later, we'll get to the point where it just, we're all going to like it. They're both going to coexist, and it will be a good thing, and everybody will be. But we can always come to the table. It's not like this is, we can always come to the
right.
table.
This is certainly not the final
exactly.
picture.
There were a couple of other things, Brian. It was mm-hmm. approximately 35 cents for the mailing to the businesses and 21 cents to the homes.
Yeah, what were my numbers?
That's what we had figured that night.
Okay, yeah, I had the gross, yeah, not the...
Yeah, and the journal currently runs at approximately $111 per page. The OWL cost would be $45 per page, which is strictly their cost.
Mm-hmm.
They give the first 2 pages to each organization for free, but they ask the organizations to pay for a 3rd page or 4th if they need. But there's also involved for the village the man hours. Mr. Mesnick pointed out when he was here that it's approximately an hour's worth of time on the layout for each page. So each 12-page journal is 12 hours that Katie's working on that, approximately.
Yeah,
you know, so that does take away from her time to be able to do the rest of.
Yeah, that's an issue we have to deal with. That no matter how this looks like, I think it's tasking Katie. I think her time is better well spent in the finance, doing the finance stuff.
She's on top of everything. I send her an email or a text, and she's responding within minutes to me. But
oh, that's so that's not the response, yeah. That's not the point. It's not right. Right. The point is, you're exactly right. The man hours that's required to do this. I think Katie is a stopgap, but I don't think that's the final. This is Katie should be doing this for the long term.
And that's something we've been discussing since the change, because it wasn't always that way, which you're aware. It's just kind of a transition.
So I will tell you also, after the meeting, one of the members of the OWLS said maybe we could, in combining the two, have the village pay for their 4 pages of shiny paper and have it placed into the center of the OWL. You know, that might be a way, although you would lose out on advertising, but if you did keep one of the advertisers, you know, you could still have 3 official pages of village information that the OWL could possibly deliver then, right inside the center of the OWL, and the extra information could be placed into the OWL, such as a police blotter, things like that we talked about. Kathy, that does the Medicare stuff, her articles, things like that. I think to reduce costs, I think the journal does have a benefit, especially with Katie including more information about the legislation that's going through. I think for people to see what legislation is coming up is important also, not just, hey, this is what we did, but this is what we're looking at, this is what we're discussing. I don't know if a quarterly, you know, would be sufficient for that, and, you know, it could just be information from the committees even of what has transpired and what's coming up for them. But we've got a lot of different possibilities of ways that this can be broached. You know, even if it's reduced to every other month, we'd take it from being over 9,300 plus. You know, we could drop that down, and dropping the amount of pages that are printed and stuff too could greatly reduce the cost, and then we could lose the mailing costs also.
Right. Yeah. We just that other night we dropped it by keeping this monthly. We dropped the cost. What was it, $3,000, something like that? Almost $4,000, something like that, by doing things differently, like having the OWL deliver it, cutting it down to 8 pages as opposed to the 12 pages. We can cut money off of this right now, and it's a significant amount of money, you know.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, go ahead.
I'll put my 2 cents in, is that I'm glad to see that both are talking to each other finally.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so this is a really good thing. It is, as the mayor said, nothing's set in stone, and it's kind of a work in progress.
Right, absolutely.
You know, and it may take a while before everybody gets a fit that they're happy with. But I agree with the mayor that I think they both have their places. I think the journal is the face of the village kind of thing right now, and it's sanctioned, you know, information from the village, where I read both. I always look at the OWL as having sometimes more of the information I'm looking for, like what's going on with people and what happened and events and things like that. So they both have their place, and I believe both the people here want to know both kinds of things. So I'm with the mayor. I think we should keep both. I think if, you know, cutting a few pages off the journal is going to save money, let's do it, or let's think about it. See how does that work? You know, I mean, I think there's ways we can get this, put the police blotter in the OWL or whatever. I think this is going to be an ongoing process for all of us. But I think right now we should keep both and see what transpires as we keep working forward.
Okay.
I do like the idea of the official village business. As I said, Kathy could Cuesta is technically not official village business, you know. Mm-hmm. The police blotter, probably not so much. That's more of an information so people are aware of what's going on, things like mm-hmm. that. But again, our legislation, our committee, you know, paragraphs, mm-hmm. things like that, I would see as official village business. You know, finances, maybe a monthly finance, you know, little paragraph about what's going on, keeping people up to date also.
Mm-hmm. And a thought crossed my mind. Mm-hmm. Maybe this would be over the top, but like every quarter in the journal, spotlight on a company.
Yeah.
Like Smith and Obie, and who's the owner, and what do they do, and, you know, they've been around 100 years, and blah, blah, blah. Spotlight on the new Tiger people who've moved in. Welcome to the village. That could be in the journal, so people... It's information, but it's more of like the business side of it, you know. And, mm-hmm. and then you know, oh, look, they bought Manaway, you know. So people know about it. And, I don't know who's going to be the reporter on this, but it's just...
Katie.
No.
Whatever.
We'll give her a press bag.
She's got a good camera.
Well, and that might be something that you could work with the OWL with. You know, that someone
but yeah,
on the
yes,
OWL
absolutely.
Be willing
yeah.
to go ahead and, you know,
somebody do something like that. But home. That's another way. It's informational. Mm-hmm. The villagers find out about the businesses and who works in our community. And it's also interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, you find out something about the owner or what they do or whatever. Mm-hmm. I just thought... I like reading that kind of thing mm-hmm. myself. Mm-hmm.
Very good. How about anybody else?
Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I agree. I believe it can coexist. I think there were some things that people had asked. Josephine wanted more information about ordinances and that. And I like it, you know, the verbiage in there that they understand what it is instead of just a number. I think that's very good. Carol, as far as recreation goes, I think everything's in here, where you're going, what time you're going, and how much it costs. Mm-hmm. I think this is suffice for recreation as far as what is going on there. The police blotter, that was something that was asked to print in here. For 10 years I've been writing. I'm not going to write anymore for the journal. So that can be the police blotter if you want it in there, if you want to save a page.
Okay.
I think you can save money by the frequency, you know. I don't know if a quarter, I believe most of them are a quarter that they send out their different communities, their information out. But I think what you should do is take this, what Brian has done, as the OWL has done, OWL survey. Put this in the next journal, exactly what you have written, and put this here. What do you want to see? You know, and see what they want. What do they think? The meeting we had, we didn't have very many people there.
Mm-hmm.
So this way, you know, let the people comment on it again. And so we'll see, you know, what maybe there's something else that they want to see or not see. But I think, you know, even the cost to them $9 for a year, is it worth that? You know, somebody say, yeah, to know what's going on in my community, you know. So I just think it can coexist, and what goes in what is, you know, we can find out, and what more do we need or delete. But give it out to the community. It's something that's been around for a long, long time. Let them decide on, you know, give us some input on it, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I agree with that about putting out, but I also agree sometimes... And see what you guys think. That I don't know if you'll get any more. That what I was saying is, you know, sometimes we might have to do some of these things and see how they come out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, we can survey, and then I get it. I mean, because you can still do that even if we change. You know, we should mm-hmm. probably make some decisions. This is and kind of maybe get the ball rolling a little bit and see. You know what I mean? I'm just, mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
I do like Gloria's idea of...
But you can still put that in the journal a little, too.
Yeah.
But you can put it even while you're making some, doing some things and making some decisions, and then you might even get, I'm glad that the police blotter came back if we were to do that, or I'm glad you're doing this in the journal, or I'm not, or, you know, why aren't you putting that? kind of maybe as they see it at the same time, kind of they're almost become part of it. You know, I don't know. I'm just
Mr. Mayor.
Instead of kind of just, I don't know.
Brian, did you forward to everybody the 41 responses?
I think I did.
That mailing. I thought you did. I just wish we would have had it in front of us.
You know, and I forgot that's my fault.
Yeah.
I forgot
but we did.
To
we
bring
had
it.
41 responses total from
is
the
Is that out. The same as what we got at the...
That was the first... That was only the
well,
first
I
page.
I didn't get that.
Okay.
Didn't
we did.
I could have swore I...
You got
I
our did. Names all wrong.
I got it. Hey, Bill, don't worry about it.
But we did get 41 responses.
Because I responded, I will do it, and I did it right away. But I did it on my work iPad, and I'm not making any
was
excuses.
It an
No, it wasn't. I did two separate emails, but sometimes on it. So what I'll do, I'll get it to you this
okay,
week, so you'll
good,
be able to see.
Because I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it then it didn't go. I'm sorry.
We had one page that Milan had misprinted from the out, and it had only 13 responses on it. And when somebody said there was only 13 responses, I said, "No, this isn't right." So he went home and he found the other
half, and I asked him about it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, there was another 28, I think, on
okay.
top of that. What are the total came
yeah,
out to 41 in total, which we were happy with.
Yeah, that's not a bad
response from residents to
yeah,
actually
I'll
tear something out
that
and put it in an envelope and
yeah.
bring it up here.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I just I'll throw my two cents in. I've always looked at the Owl growing up.
Me too.
That's our neighborhood paper, the way I look at it. I mean, things that go on with the kids, your things that go on at the park and, you know, our neighbors. And I've always looked at it like it's part of the village. This journal, I think, as far as the way we have it and the way we're talking about setting it up, I think it's a good thing especially for businesses. We talked about the money that comes in for advertising, and I think we could do maybe even a little bit better with that, you know, with some of the advertising. But a big number of the from the money is University Hospital, and the other one is the Roxino, which is going to be MGM. And we talked about that, whether MGM's even going to want to keep, you know, stay in the journal. I mean, I think that was an important part that we talked about, because it's such a big number that to keep the journal going. We need that.
Mm-hmm.
So before we do really go too far, we probably should find out where MGM's going to be.
I'm in discussions with them now about it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well,
the new general manager is coming on board. I'm hoping to be part of. I've talked to Jesse Niehaus, the mayor of Northfield, and I'm hoping he invites me to the meet and greet and be part of that. But I know Katie's been, they got a PR person and she's been, they're starting to make the transition. If you've gone up there, all the Hard Rock stuff is coming down. It has to be all completely out by April 1st. They've already got a lot of the guitars out of the cases.
Really?
So the transition is really starting to take place. And like Katie said, they're starting to even get the players in place starting to change. Not that everybody's going to change, but you know, some of those
they have 30 or 40
players.
Dumpsters set up ready to
throw all those guitars in the
whatever
dumpsters. I'll be out there picking them up.
Yeah, I'm going
I'll be going through
them.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
We had also, while it was not a room full of people, we did have 16 residents that showed up at just an information meeting, but people that were interested, so I thought we had a pretty good turnout.
Yeah, I thought there was a good turnout, actually, and I do like Gloria's idea of putting in the journal periodically, what would you like to see that's not in here? Or what, and just give us ideas.
Is there a way that we can incorporate that to the website, even, where people could fill out something? And
we'll get our website.
I'd like to, for the March journal, I'll just go with what
I'm
going to try to go to 8 pages. I would like to create a survey, which can be done either online, or they can fill it out and turn it in the white mailbox also.
Right.
They'll probably make something through SurveyMonkey and have a link, and people can just go right on and do it.
Good.
I do like the 8 pages, Katie. That was going to be my suggestion, is to start off with reducing to 8 pages. Mm-hmm. And then keep it in the journal, but also put it in the OWL that, you know, these discussions are taking place. So people can follow and know what's going on, you know, maybe possibly taking it then 8 pages just every other month for a while and see how that goes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'd like to see us go down to 8 pages at least to start.
Yeah, but again, you know, as long as you're selling advertising in this, and those are the people you have to, you know, you just can't change it without them knowing.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
I mean, you know, it's...
Yeah, that was the thing that... I know Fred brought up, we talked a little bit after the meeting, which made sense too, and I know is that because of what UH and the Roxino amount they give, if they were to say, hey, we certainly don't want to give that amount for less, we could actually hurt ourselves in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where that
payoff would be in. This is now going to be a 2-month issue.
Right.
So, you know, residents would be keeping that every other issue for 2 months as opposed to, you know, 1 month could be the playoff with that, you know, or something.
And I don't think they'll do that because they do things for PR.
You know, it's
reasons.
Something while you're discussing with them to bring up as a possibility, just to see what their reaction, you know, would be or what the openness is to that.
Right.
Danny, do you have any thoughts? Okay. As far as the delivery costs, you know, the committee can look into the various costs of postage, see if we can get that down.
What about bulk mailing? I mean, is that what you're doing now? Isn't there a bulk mailing rate?
And we do get a bulk rate.
Yeah, there's a bulk rate.
Postage has gone up to 50 cents, but our rate is like 30, like Jennifer said. So I can talk to the printer and see if we're utilizing
and
a big discount.
Mr. Mesnick said that the school, they get theirs at a government rate, which is like
16 cents,
well,
something like that.
I think they have a lot more volume.
Well, yeah, so we have to, that all has to be looked at. Obviously, when you're going to 30,000 residents or whatever, you know, places, obviously. So those have to be looked into, and I can do that research and see what we can get that mailing down to. Would it be averse to anybody to have the OWL deliver it and cut our mailing costs to, now the OWL could, I think, would only deliver to the residents, and we could have the mail deliver, you know, delivered to the businesses as they do now. First of all, did you have any conversations with the OWL with that? Would that be definitive? Would they be willing to do that?
We talked about it briefly. Somebody had said about the OWL doing it for free, and I believe, Brian, you said that the OWL should be given the fee. And
oh, no, that was Tom Noah.
Nowicki.
Well, I'm sorry. That was another resident. I shouldn't say name. Sorry about that.
He wouldn't mind.
But
no, he wouldn't
mind. The OWL, you know, would be happy to do it at a reduced rate of what's, you know, being done right now, even for the mailing. You know, so we just briefly talked, but we could, you know, I could.
Okay, so for now, I'll look into the mailing costs, and if you would have those discussions with the OWL and see what the OWL would be willing to deliver it for, and then we can compare and contrast and go from there.
I would say approximately half the price of what the mailing cost is.
Currently?
Yeah.
Okay.
My only issue that I can see with this, sorry.
No, go
is
ahead.
That I really pushed my printer's deadline to the very last
to the
second.
Very.
So it would, I can try to get it done in your time frame, but that's my only concern ahead of time is that.
The information that the village would put into the OWL we can work on a deadline with you. And our delivery is always kind of a floating because of our printer also. So you know it's not always in your mailbox right on the first or anything like that. So I don't see that as being an issue that way, you know. And like I said, the owl deadline is usually the 15th. That's what we try to keep it at. The hard deadline for most organizations is the 18th page. We're going to print, you know, because we have a proof copy that comes through first. The board, each board member gets a copy of it, goes through the proofs, and then we make corrections or adjustments as necessary, and then it goes back to the printer, you know, after that. But deadlines like that, yeah, no, that's not.
What's the cost for the mail?
$201. Yeah, it just went up, so it's going to be more. It was, as of our meeting, it was $201.50 per month for residents.
So $2,400 a year, basically.
Yeah.
And the reason I myself like them set, because I think from a lot of things, people, one you get with your mail, the other one you get in your aisle, and then they're separate. They stay separate, kind of, you know? I don't know. It's kind of like the old saying, you don't have all your eggs in one basket. I mean, if we're going to keep, that's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. If we're going to keep both of them, I don't know. But there's $2,200 there. That's up to you guys. What do you think?
Well, we'll work on
it. I know I mentioned that before. That's kind of, I kind of like getting the one in the mail, and you get the owl, you know, they deliver it. But that's something I'm just...
Well, yeah, like I said, we'll work on the cost of the mailing, see if we can get the mailing costs down.
Right.
And even if we can save half, $1,000, and then whatever they can do, and we'll talk about that on deadlines and things like that, and whatever works better for us then.
If you know, you didn't want the owl to deliver it, if the journal went every other month, bi-monthly,
right?
You're cutting mailing costs in half.
Mm-hmm. Right. I would say with the bi-monthly, I would say, you know, this is a work in progress. I would say cut it down to the 8 pages and see what it looks like every month. And
that's
then,
what I would do.
Yeah, and then see if we could. And residents might not like it every month. I don't know. Residents, from what I got out of the meeting, they like the information coming to them. And, you know, waiting 2 months to get it, now we're even farther behind of what we're putting in the journal as far as past information. You know what I mean? So I would rather, not saying that I'm averse to it, but I would rather do it in little steps and see what the 8 pages looks like first, see how much information we can cram into the 8 pages, and then take it from there. Mm-hmm. Is that acceptable? Or
I'm with Brian, excuse me.
And keep in mind that going to 8 pages will be a significant savings just by decreasing it. So,
but at the same time, if we put some things in the aisle, then you're...
Then I'm adding back to the cost, yes.
But if it's cheaper, you know, I mean, we'll...
Right, if it's less expensive to do. Well, let's not say cheaper. It's less expensive because it's not cheap.
Right. Well, and again, it would depend what exactly are you going to delineate as village information, official village information. Is that Kathy? Is that a police blotter? Is that rec department? Or are those things that would be in the owl every month?
Yeah, that's probably one of the most important things the body has to come to, because then from there, and with that, because I know like the Women's Club asked us to put some things in and didn't want to say no because, you know, it's part of the thing, but once that, you know, not that we can't change that decision, mm-hmm. but when we start that decision, you got to be to everybody, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now with Kathy Kapushka, I kind of, especially having a large senior population in Walton Hills and her being a social, I think some of her stuff is equal as the government stuff. Mm-hmm. I know like when she writes some of the stuff that is more of an opinion that could probably go in the aisle, but some of those like the tax things and about Medicare B and all that, I think those are really important issues to our seniors. Now whether that almost could be duplicated, and I don't think would be bad, you know, where someone picks up the owl and they see Kathy's in there too. I also think some of the stuff being duplicated isn't so bad. I know we don't, it seems kind of silly, but certain things, like the calendar, right? The calendar being in both, it's the same calendar, I don't think is a bad thing, because people lose one, they got the other, or I don't know.
Well, Kathy Kapusta is really community life, like you say, for,
right.
You know, so that's part of the recreation community life. I have a question for Bill, as far as if we would pay the owl a percentage to deliver that, as far as the mailing goes, is that, what is your opinion on that? Is that something we can do as the village? You know?
I don't see any prohibitions. I mean, it's just another service like any other vendor you might contract with. I can't see, unless I'm not seeing something, but I don't see any problem.
In the past, the owl had a contract with the village.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
like
they had out clauses for both of them. That's
so how we might
it
have
came
to have a simple contract
right.
or something.
Yeah. Right. When the last time that it was up for renewal, you know, that's when the village decided not to. So.
I think for as far as delineation of what is village business, obviously anything that comes from the mayor, the council,
I would
or
like
the committees.
To see the committees and the tax department also.
And the tax department.
Especially
yeah, anything that is the, an official departmental, village department, that goes in there. Anything else?
See, I would delineate, though, with like service department and rec department more towards general information for residents. I don't know
well,
why.
Well, see, I don't know because you have the service department, you have the road program included in the service department, you have the salt issue, you have all those things that he, Rob,
senior snowballing.
Yeah, and I personally would keep that. That is a village department, so I would keep that as a, in the
right.
village information, and then anything else. I don't have any problem with the, you know, when you get down to the old computer roundup, you know, that we do every once in a while.
The paint,
yeah, bringing in your old paint cans and things like
shredding
that.
Tires.
Stuff
shredding.
Like that. I don't mind that stuff being in the aisle. It's kind of, you know, that's, but as far as like if he's doing something with equipment or the roads or we're doing a road project or anything like that, that's obviously, in my opinion, village business, you know, and that could be delineated that way.
Well,
and if we ended up
all
decreasing
business.
It, and we went every other month down the road or whatever, then those things would naturally, we would probably put them in the aisle.
Put
them
more.
It might be something
have
we
to morph.
Every month. You know,
right.
That's kind of how things might have been evolving, because if it's something that we don't want to miss a month, you know, just.
Right, exactly.
So
well, Mr. Mayor, I think you have kind of a sketchy outline to go by now. You know,
so
you're
calling me sketchy?
I'm calling you sketchy. A wee bit dodgy. take it down to 8 pages, put in strictly village business, start shifting it around with work with the owl, and you put the first foot forward and see what happens. And
yeah. And I also think when it comes down to that strict village business, all that stuff. The mayor's got a, I'm not puffing you up here, the mayor's got a good head on his shoulders. He knows if it's village business or not. You know, if something comes, an article, hey, we need to put this in or we'd like to put this in, I don't have any problem with having the mayor say, yeah, that goes, give it to the owl or give it to, you know, or we'll put in the, you know, that's, I have absolutely no problem with that whatsoever. I don't want to come here every month and say, well, no, this article needs to go in the owl. Or this article, you know, I don't want to do that. You know, just.
And if something goes in one the other, you know, it, the, who's going, nobody's
yeah,
going to
yeah, exactly,
bring you to task exactly. for it. I mean, that's just...
Exactly. So what to unless anybody's got anything else, we'll go down to 8 pages. We're working on the calendar to get them, you know, synchronized, and Katie's working on that and doing a good job. Spotlight on a company once a quarter, and maybe doing a little bit more business oriented things. See how that fits into the 8 pages. A survey, some type of survey. Katie's working on that. I need to forward the mail that I received from the OWL to everybody, and the committee will work on getting costs for mailing and presenting that to council.
Sounds good.
What about the police blotter? Do we want to?
I have no problem with
that in the OWL.
I have no problem with that.
People talk about that and ask about that. It's being done. I mean, so I'm not tasking the chief to do anything. He's already doing it, okay, and he does a great job with it. And we haven't been publishing it, so there's an opportunity there for us to publish it. That's kind of just starts
a little. I think you should publish it.
Well, I mean, I'm just, yeah. I know you have those one a year.
Yeah. Is it okay with the OWL?
Yeah. Well, that's, well, yeah, then we would, yeah.
Yeah, no, the OWL's completely open to discussions with putting this stuff in. That's the whole reason that we came, you know, to council.
Right. So, now.
Now, the question, what would you do with rec department?
I say it's a department of the village.
Yeah. I think it's
so true. Any, like Fred, or I'm sorry, Gloria pointed out.
Sort of thing you need to know about what's
yeah, it's, I mean, Carol does a fantastic job. It's all on one page there with that, you know. Now maybe
something to think about
if it's the annual, if it's
the
Halloween thing or something like that. I don't know, you know, or the hay ride, mm-hmm. that could go in the aisle. I don't have any problem with that, you know. But the calendar, official government, you know, I that's my own 2 cents. I don't.
I agree. The big advertisement can go in the aisle.
Yeah, the Christmas party,
yeah.
or you know,
the
village
lighting.
Is having the Christmas party, the tree lighting. That stuff can go in the aisle. I don't, we don't need to take up a page in this to spend the money. You know, as
right.
far as I'm concerned,
we don't. We don't take up more than one page.
Yeah, I understand
sometimes
that.
Sometimes we take, or maybe take.
She adds them.
Her head, yeah, but I think this. She, you know, this is great, and I think this should go in the journal, right?
Could it go in both? See, is that like the calendar? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
That's
yeah, why not?
I mean, if the OWL's willing to take it, I mean, we're already putting
well,
it
we're
in.
Going to be paying them to
you're going
to
pay
yeah,
$47
right.
dollars
yeah.
a page.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
No, it's not
to
a bad
pay
thing.
Them. I mean,
no, that's...
Well, it all comes down to money, and yeah. I think with Katie talking with MGM, I think we should find out, because
yeah.
if they're not going to do it, we're going to,
yeah.
what, $1,000, we're going to
yeah.
lose right out of the chute.
Yeah, and right. we're kind of going the other way, we're going to start paying.
And again, this is, we're, again, I'll point out, we're morphing, you know, we're
yeah.
this
exactly.
is not set in stone. We can
right.
we can decide to add this later or do whatever,
work in
you know,
progress.
We need to do. Exactly. All right.
Well, do you
okay.
want to start, because... with anything for next month, for are we going to put a police blotter in the aisle, or do you want to start with that?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, that's being done.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
why not publish?
Let's do it.
If every, I
know
there was
well,
some talk, some
got
comfortable, but that's why I wanted to talk to the chief, Gloria, because I know you were concerned that you know some things, which made perfect sense. Sometimes you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Some things, but he's very will be very discreet, like the other chiefs in other departments mm-hmm. and stuff. Certain things he doesn't, you know.
Well, no, he's not going to be putting in there that it was Brian Spitznagel who had to contain his wife and the
Not a tech.
Just American Airline pilot that was on
that's
Spain.
Right. I wouldn't know what that mushroom cloud was on
goes
Spain.
To the, goes to the that's right. barber shop.
His rubbish.
Call it rapidly. Neither one of them could use it, right? But, I mean, I'm just trying to get it because I want to, you know.
Yeah.
So, okay, so the chief then we'll get that in there. So at least we know, okay.
If someone submits something for either publication, by what day do they have to have it submitted, you think?
Ideally the 15th, but...
It's on the all calendar, all deadline.
What?
It's on the calendar?
Yeah, on the ALS calendar, we've got it listed. All deadline on the 15th each month.
How about the journal?
Same.
Do
they list them? No.
Do we have something in the journal about receiving it? I know the journal is on our website too, correct?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
And the ALS is available online also.
Yeah.
If there's a home.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. We do get that bulk rate, but I don't know if we've asked anybody if they would like to only get it electronically.
We did.
Not many responses.
Not many.
About 10 people.
Yeah, okay.
People
like paper.
Like I said, some people take the journal, they just tear out the calendar, put it on their refrigerator, and then look at the. I mean, you know, it's. Which kind of is aggravating because you pay a little bit for
Does
it.
Does anybody with their committees have any issues with writing something once a quarter for their committee? Is that...
And we would help format that, you know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, it's and it doesn't like have to be a big long... Just
it could be, myself, Katie, we can work with it if we just get the information. So don't feel, you know...
I already wrote mine.
That needs to be edited.
For the year.
Especially for misspellings.
Yeah, that's right. But I think if we did that, at least once a quarter from every committee of what we're at least planning in that, I think people would appreciate that. And I think hearing that from, or reading that from the point of a resident standpoint, that I really do think that they would appreciate hearing from every committee at least once a quarter of what's going on, And so I think we can do that. I think that'll work out.
Should I plan on it for March or starting in April's issue? For committee articles.
So that has to be in by when? I can write, obviously I'll just put what we talked about and how we think we're going to do this.
Yeah, maybe we just summarize these couple meetings for the information committee.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then that way moving forward, people will take a notice to like, oh, there's this in the aisle, look at the journals, shorter, we kind of knew that might be coming. Mm-hmm. Or
that's a good idea. They can see the
like
progress.
That.
Read about the progress. So.
Yeah.
These committee reports, are they all going to be in one issue? Or
No. Just like two, there's six committees.
Right.
So I'm thinking if we do two committees a month, that we would run through every committee every quarter. So, I'm thinking like December or January, we've passed the budget or we should most likely have passed the budget. So the finance committee, to tell people what the new budget looks like and that, just bullet point stuff. And, whatever, REC is probably a good one for the beginning of the year, with the calendar and everything or whatever. I don't know. But... I just think if each committee did one a quarter, so that would be two committees a month if we kept it, monthly.
So and those just, will be assigned then, right? If I'm to write an article, someone
will nominate. You want me to sign it?
Yeah, as long as you have something to put in there. I didn't hear that, Brian.
I said, well, who do you want to, do you want us to, I mean, we can assign it. I mean, I think it maybe should, but I don't think we need to, we can think about that like over the next week and maybe come up with something, like I said, finance in December and something else. And then I think that's a big one, the finance. And then, you know, however we want to divvy it up throughout the year.
Well, I think you would even have, like, okay, you have this meeting now. Denny is going to have an infrastructure meeting as chairman. Me and him talk. And Fred is next Tuesday. So he would have information from that.
Yeah, so meeting. Me and you
so
can start it off.
So it's kind of just how the meetings fall. I know we're talking about having a meeting with every committee within the next couple months, right at the beginning of the year. I know me and Mary talked about the finance, just talking about that today, and she was thinking she kind of wanted to get a good feel for the first quarter and then have her finance meeting after the first quarter so she has a little bit to update. And I know Katie just got out those numbers today, which you guys got the 52 report. I think you don't even have to sign it. I think it might just kind of work according to who just had a committee. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Who has information to put in it?
Yeah, that's what I mean, Gloria. Exactly. So if you just had your committee, because I'm going to talk to you whether we want to add, we've got the infrastructure for Tuesday in other business I was going to bring up. Do we want to add another committee or something? We have a little stuff, but I don't think we got a real lot, not as much as like what we talked about tonight for infrastructure. It's more kind of what's going on, you know, Denny. Probably the most is probably the road.
Yeah, quarter page maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, not much. And if something special is going on, that can either go on the first page, you know, as a highlight, or that report could go in there. Hey, this is, it's, you know, so... there's room for movement there if something's going on. And one thing I found out, you know, working in this for, it's just common sense. Even if nothing's going on, or whatever, you know, if people call me and ask me to get some information, I'll say, yeah, I'll work on that. If I call them a week later and say, I'm still thinking about you. I haven't gotten any information yet, but I'm still thinking about you. They appreciate that, you know. It's not like I've forgotten about them. So even if, like the information committee, we haven't done anything for that quarter or whatever, you know, we can always come up with something that, well, there's nothing new happening. This is from the information committee. There's nothing new happening. This is what we've done, and you know, this is what we're thinking about for the future. But you know, just a small blurb so people know you're still alive. You know, I think that goes a long way.
Or you could just make it up. You know, like fake news.
I'm sorry.
Oh, we did all kinds of things.
This is 2019, Mary.
I had to say that. It was just begging to be said.
I don't think it'll be difficult once we get into a groove.
I would agree.
Right.
All right. Well, you want to recap again, Brian? We'll go.
Sure. Yes, sir.
So that everybody's on the same page.
We're going to try to take this down to 8 pages.
Okay.
And then with the calendar, we're going to, Katie's already working with that and make those the same. We're going to try spotlighting a company every quarter or make at least one page something that businesses would be interested in, because these do go to businesses. Katie's working on a survey and for the journal. I will forward that email from the OWL, and the committee will work on mailing costs, and then we will see where we are with regular mail, and we will converse with the owl, and we will see what's a fit for the village and go from there. And we'll report back to the COW as far as that's concerned with the mailing cost, what we find out.
And then Bill's going to find out if we need an agreement, and we'll do the police blotter. Is that what we're going to
do? Oh, yeah, police blotter. We'll go in the owl. We're going to start that next month.
Yeah.
I will put write just a brief thing of what we're doing here. And Denny's going to have a meeting next week, and he'll probably put something in there about his meeting. And
yeah.
And that's, we'll go from there then.
And it doesn't, I mean, I don't want to critique you how you want to do it, but I think what we mentioned before, just right to the point and bullet points,
yeah,
is what people like to see. They like to just, you know. So, I mean, it's up to you. But, and I think that's where maybe after we get going and say, hey, is this, you know, are we putting out what we want to put out?
Right.
Well, I'm sure you'll get input from the, you know, from the residents, too. I mean.
Oh, exactly.
So.
A suggestion I would have,
Mel,
maybe is you could cross-pollinate some of these things, too. Something that's going in the owl, the general could say, hey, look for this in the owl, or vice versa.
Yeah, well,
you know,
exactly.
That would help each other out too.
I have nothing further, Mayor, unless you do.
No, I'm good. Any council members want to add any more? Otherwise, I'm going to ask the residents. The residents want to add? Hey, Dennis, we're going to have you come up and project your voice. Just a roll.
So, Brian, I'll get my article and submit it to you.
Yeah. Well, you don't need to do that.
Huh?
You don't need to submit it.
Dennis Schramm at 17945 Rowland Drive. The bullet points are an excellent idea. I think people tend to read the bullet points a lot better than a paragraph. Okay. I found that out from where I used to work before, several places. So I would keep it to bullet points. Okay. The other thing, you've heard of that Carol's monthly, or the activities on the recreation, I would put an asterisk down there and put, say, see more details in the owl. Okay, that minimizes what's is taken up in the journal. Okay, same thing with the police blotter. I would put under the police department that the blotter is new and will be detailed this month or future months and future months in the owl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, one thing, unless I missed it and been missing it, there used to be a 5 or 6 year financial report given in the past. I haven't seen anything like that.
No, we haven't
like
done
it. 5 year forecast? A 5 year forecast ahead?
No, not forecast. I mean, past. Like, What was the
balance of the in the year each year?
Yeah, well, the details of the financial breakdown of how much income we had, how much.
We usually do that in our annual report,
right?
At the State of the Village,
but all of those reports. Nothing's handed out, is it?
Because we haven't had it yet. We'll have it. We have it. So I don't know whether we put it. Usually we do. Did we put anything in last year?
It's not in the journal. It was available separately. We mailed it a couple years ago. Then we just made it available online.
Right.
And our financial reports that are online, you can see at least probably 3 years back to compare. But if you have anything specifically you want to see, I'd be happy to put it together for you.
With that said, I know I talked to Katie. I don't know what everybody else thinks. When it came to that, I like that. What Dennis, what you're saying is, when we usually, the mayor would, you know, and I'm going to do the same, have the state of the union, basically, where's the village at?
Yeah, but how many people come to those
meetings? No. This is what you're, because I know what you're talking about. And with that, we usually have a PowerPoint, and we used to always have a pie sheet, which I thought explained it really well. Kind of showed where the revenues were going, you know, had the pie, and that's what you're talking about. We used to either put it in one of the publications, okay? And I wanted to go back to that. I think that pie thing, at least for myself, it kind of worked. It kind of showed where the revenues are, okay, where the expenditures are, and where the village is at. And so I would like to do that in one of the publications. Remember, we used to do that. It was, and sometimes it was different. Each fiscal officer kind of did it different, whether they did a pie or they did, you know, they showed it with a graph. Remember, there were some years we had the graph. But I think you're right. It gives that snapshot of where the village is at, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try
to find out. What we spent in service.
I'll try to find some older reports that listed the...
Oh, we have.
You have them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think we... I know.
What I'm talking about is a line item thing. How much was spent on recreation, how much was spent on police departments.
All of those are online, so we do... Every month, our financial reports are on the website.
But how many people go online?
No, a lot of people don't, but some people do. But I would agree.
You can have this, I have an extra copy of it if you want.
But that's almost too much.
That's what you want, right?
Right. I mean, if Dennis.
No, it's like 15 items. I'll try to find a copy.
I know, Dennis. I know what you're looking for. I know what
you do.
I do know what you're looking for. And we used to put it out. Okay. It was either in a pie source or it was in graphs.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
All I have.
No, that's good. But it's. I think Vic might have been. Vic stopped even doing it. I think it might have been before.
Yeah, or we could come up with a one-time thing, as you were talking about, a comparison of the last 5 years of what we've spent on this over the last 5 years, and then this over the last 5 years, and you know, just break down the major items, you know, right. and maybe have
also
10 items.
Also the income.
Well, sure.
Well, yeah, we would have, it would be and your revenues and your expenditures.
Come up with a very simple that hit the major items that we do over the last 5 years, you know, so people can see it. And that could be in a graph, and you could see, oh, well, there's... And every one of them would be all like this.
We did do it because the pie, one thing about the pie didn't show, it showed the existing year or years past, but it didn't show. So the other one they used besides the graph, they did use the graph with the lines with different colors.
Yeah.
You know, with, and believe me, Katie, you're too smart not to come up with probably the best one. But we'll come up with some. And even if it isn't for at least the last couple of years even, just to give
well,
you...
Well, I think that'll put some of the residents that think we have a lot of money.
Right.
Answer here for.
Well, that's, you know, what happens is, like Katie put in, you know, the year end here and stuff, so we're trying to put some in, but I know from when we do the State of the Union, we want to have a PowerPoint or something, and we can put that, one of those...
Yeah.
Cutouts in there.
And you know, a picture is worth a thousand words. I can write, a negative $250,000 in there. But when you see it in a picture and a graph, it has that impact, you know, where you look at this chart and you're like, oh, you can visualize it. And I think that's a good idea. We'll come up with something. Thank you. That's a great idea.
But with that said, Dennis, what Katie was saying, this whole report, which is every line item, is on the website. And some people request it. They like to look at every line item and see, you know. And it does. It also gives separate, you know, some pages. You know, and maybe that's it. Maybe we'll take some of these pages out, which just show the revenues. Okay. Anybody else? Any other residents? Council, we ready to move on to other business? Just a few things here, and I'm probably going to repeat this, Denny, in your committee next week too, just because we've gotten a couple calls. As you know, AT&T is out there installing their fiber optics around the village, okay? And they're tearing up some of the yards, They have left notes. They leave a postcard. They do have a, some of the companies are AT&T contracts out. But, you know, we have a bond. You know, they will restore everybody's yard. But if you get, if you're one of those yards or whatever, Rob and Kate, we're keeping a list. They have a list already, but if anybody has a complaint, we've got a couple calls from a couple residents that, you know, they were in my yard and they did leave a note that they're going to restore the property. I just want to make sure that it doesn't get overlooked.
I think they were derelicts today.
Yeah. With any of the contractors, we hold them to the fire, and before any of that money is released, their bond is released or whatever, we make sure that they've satisfied everything that's out there. Dan Stuckey did a great job with that, and Rob's doing the same thing with the project. Just so you know, or if your neighbor asks. You seen them on Deer Ridge today, Danny?
Yeah, I think that was them.
So that was one of the things, and we had a couple residents. Let's see. Just want to say, does anybody, and we can talk this week, we do have the infrastructure committee will be for the next COW. If you anybody else wants to do another meeting, I'd like to get them all done. You know, we got February and then March. By the end of March, the next three meetings, at least have kind of touch base with every committee, you know, what kind of where we're at, even if it's to say, hey, there's nothing going on, this is where we left off from last year and stuff.
When is the infrastructure meeting?
Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
It's going to be in our COW.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, if anybody else wants to put their committee on next Tuesdays, you know, me and Denny talked yesterday, we wanted to have Don Sheehy or Joe Gelati. They're not going to be able to make it, but Rob can make it. But Gloria, I was thinking about the recreation or safety, and Jennifer, economic development. I was thinking maybe to have that one in March, just because I'm hoping something evolves here with this month, like I put in the journal. So I thought
I would like I would like to schedule one of those separately.
Oh, you mean
and
without?
Ask,
yeah, we can do that. That doesn't have to be. It could be like how Brian did his, and then we can always bring it back to council too. You know, that's fine too. But
I'd like to ask Tom Jordan to be there also.
Oh, definitely.
That would be why. So it would be,
We'd have Tom there and stuff. And,
yeah.
I just would like to have some good news to tell everyone. We're hoping. Every time I drive by Ford and I see that sign, I take that sign down. But we're waiting for that, and I know some Tom and Kay, but we're keep pushing. We're supposed to either meet with us, or we're definitely going to have another conversation, and that's where it's going to be, is did they close the bid process yet? And that's really important, because they keep telling us that's very near. What else? Let's see. So with that said, we can talk during the week. Fred, I know I'd rather do that. We'll do that one in March. But if either one of you want to do, what do we got? What do we got for the committees? So we got safety and insurance, recreation, and we did information. We'll do economic development. So that's, and Mary, you want to do finance probably a little bit, maybe in March.
It's a quarter.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do the infrastructure, economic development, if we have something, the first one, and you do. So if you want to wait till March, that's fine too, either one. But it's just, I'd like to get through all the committees and so we can see where we're at. Even though the department heads talk, if there's something that we would need to bring to you. Let's see, what else did I have? Really, that is it. I know somebody mentioned about the busing for the schools. I did send Dr. Celico an email. She did respond, so we're following up with that. Bill looked into a little bit of that.
I got that today.
Yeah, I got that from you, because there's a policy, so we're looking at that. But I'm hoping it just all goes. I have to call Jerry Zarevic about it, mm-hmm. And then we'll go from there, see what he says, because he's the business manager that, and we'll So Dr. Selico referred me to him, and we'll go there, and so. So it, but she knows definitely what we're looking for.
Well, Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I know I had mentioned this to you, but I'm saying this so everyone hears this. I drive through Solon to go to work every day, and I saw a Bedford school bus coming from Solon, probably St. Rita's. So if they're going to St. Rita's, I don't see why they're going to not go to St. Michael's.
It's not a distance, then.
It's not a distance?
No. It was the number of children. They sent a letter to the residents looking, forecasting ahead. Nothing happening now. In spring, there's a possibility. They have in policy 15 children, and it could be that we're down to 9. Okay.
Do you think there are 15 going to St. Rita's? I don't know.
Well, we're not worried about
no,
that.
No, I know.
But
you
know what
saying,
I mean? Yeah.
You
yeah.
know.
So, but well, I think it's.
I know
I think
you'll
it will
work
be
it
okay.
out.
I think we'll work it out.
I see the buses but going all over.
I just want to mention it because I know some of the residents, when I talked about it in your our last meeting, I thought that we just received the email. I didn't realize that the parents, until talking to Katie, that the parents received it.
Yeah, they received
it. So that kind of bothered me a little bit because I thought, I know how we should do business. Well, you send us it first, let us get our dialogue going, and then send it, then we'll send it to the residents. So
that's going to
be part of
the
my
parents,
first conversation.
The issue for the parents, though, is too that they have to have their fees in and their deposits for next year.
Right.
This week.
Yeah. I was going to say that's right. Usually like within the first week of February. Otherwise, that deposit doubles.
Right.
You know, so those parents are sitting and waiting.
And that's another part of the conversation, you know, is, but we'll get that worked out. They should have contacted us first and give us some time to work that out before you, so. But I just want to let you know
we support the school district.
We're going to get that resolved. And then we'll keep going until we do get it resolved.
I would be curious to know how many kids we have going to each different school.
I would too. I mean, back in the old days when there were a lot of kids, the Owl, they used to have the St. Mary's part and this part,
Owl was told they'd like to have the school chatter brought back.
Right, because we knew what was going on and what was going on at Moody.
Just in comparison, you know, how many kids do we have that go to St. Barnabas, or how many kids do we have that go to Bedford still?
32.
Brian,
32 that are
Bunny,
attending
aren't
Bedford.
Aren't
the thing that's good about, they sent me a policy, Bill reviewed it, and that they can change that number within their board. I think it's the board.
Yep.
What we were worried about when they sent us the policy, because it was from the state school board, correct?
The Ohio Revised Code.
Ohio Revised Code, that we were, if it was from them, well, we can't change that number.
Right.
So we feel very good about, so we're, I'm not going into the conversation without understanding how everything works. Okay, so that was one of the reasons I kind of waited to talk to Jerry, because I don't want Jerry to say, well, hey, it's Ohio Revised Code and we can't change that. Well, you know, they can. So I think things will go well. They got a good school board. I think they want to work with us here in Walton Hills, so I want to take that approach, and we'll go from there.
Well, and at the last meeting, that's why I offered, too, if it does only end up being 9 kids or 10 kids, can they use a smaller bus or one of those transportation vans instead?
Right.
You know, with them, so.
Yeah, I think we have some good people on the board, and I think we have some good friends on the board.
Yeah.
Ms. Kozak isn't on the board anymore, but I think we have some friends on the board that will sincerely try to help us, and I think it'll work out.
I wanted to wait for an opinion from Bill. Got the opinion from Bill. I'll give Jerry a call, and then we'll go from there. So, I know Katie's been, you know, we just kind of, so in case any residents ask.
Okay.
Good night. Let's see, what else? That's really all I have. Does anybody else have anything for the next COW meeting moving forward here? No?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I saw something recent online, and I wanted to bring it up, but I don't know if this would be given to you or to Mary, but South Euclid, being the head of finance.
Okay.
South Euclid has been the newest Cleveland suburb that has agreed to list their finances on the state checkbook.
Mr. Josh Mandel's initiative.
Yes.
I know it very well.
So I would just like to bring that up and take into consideration. Maybe that's something, just another way for us to get our information out there and, you know, make sure everything's accessible for everyone.
Oh, I do have one more. I do have a meeting set up with our new state rep, Phil Robinson, for
Monday the 21st,
I think it is. He's going to have a meeting with all the mayors, but I'm also meeting with him. I talked to his
25th,
his assistant, and he's going to come in Monday.
Good.
just to kind of go over a meet and greet and tell him our concerns here in the village. So
he's heard some of them already.
Did he hear some? Good. So looking forward to that. So that's definitely nothing else to tell you. Like I said, I went and the former mayor did too. The mayor's we're probably the farthest east, they're more west side, that group of mayors. They have a breakfast every month, and each the former mayor did the same thing, and you host it at your community. So I missed the first one, but I did go Friday with which was in Cobb Heights, Mayor Bocci. We host, I think, in July or whatever, just some breakfast. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. It was brief, but it was good. It was good for me. I met the mayors from a council end, but not from a mayor's end. Mm-hmm. So, and it's very kind of discreet there. And the big topic was salt, believe it or not. So. Mm-hmm.
So far, we've been lucky.
Yeah, we've been mm-hmm. we've been good. But the mayor of Parma was there, and Tim DeJeter, and people were talking about the roads, and they all kept looking at him because, you know, Parma, being a big suburb and financially they're struggling too. Their roads are probably some of the worst in the area, and. So we got on that subject because I told them that's one of the things that the village has struggled to do, an infrastructure thing. We've saved money by not doing it, but we're also in a position that, you know, they have to get done. So that's it for me. We have a motion for adjournment.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the COW on February 5th.
Second.
Okay. Councilperson Terlowski?
What? Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
COW meeting adjourned at 8:41 p.m.
When
Thank you, everybody.
Rome,
thank you.
I walked on a road.